You can be fully booked from Monday to Friday and still ship nothing that actually moves the business. That is the hidden cost of the modern executive calendar. It rewards motion, not outcomes.
And you feel it at about 3:30 on Friday. You'll look at a wall of past meetings and think, I was busy the entire week, but what actually changed?
This episode is your antidote to that. You're listening to The Agentic Executive, Intelligence Briefings for High Leverage Operators. I'm Adrian Cross.
And I'm Amelia Voss. Today, we're going to reprogram how you design a week, not by adding another productivity hack, but by changing the unit of success.
The model is simple. An outcome-led week. Instead of starting from your calendar and asking, where can I fit the work? You start from one non-negotiable strategic win and work backwards. 1 week. One outcome that must ship.
Think of it as setting a weekly minimum effective dose of strategy. No matter how noisy everything else gets, at least one thing that actually increases leverage is guaranteed to land.
Here's the structure we'll follow. First, we'll define what an outcome-led week actually is. Then, we'll walk through a three-step process. Name, backcast, block. After that, we'll layer in how to use AI to compress the supporting work. And we'll close with guardrails so you don't turn this into another over-optimistic planning ritual.
By the end, you'll have a template you can reuse every week in under 15 minutes, so your calendar starts reflecting your real priorities instead of everyone else's inbound.
Let's define it. An outcome-led week means this. Before the week starts, you choose one strategic outcome that, if achieved, would materially improve your position. Not a task, not a vague intention, but a concrete win. Then, you design the rest of your week around making that win inevitable.
Strategic here means it changes your slope, not just your intercept. It might clarify a key decision, unlock a stuck initiative, or close a loop that's been silently taxing the organization.
Busy weeks are default. Outcome-led weeks are designed. And the design starts with step one, name.
Here's the rule for step one, name. You pick a single high-leverage outcome that fits inside the week you actually have, not the fantasy week you wish you had.
To qualify, it needs three properties. One, it has clear business relevance. Two, you can describe done in one tight paragraph. And three, you can realistically progress it in 3 to 5 focused blocks, given your existing obligations.
Let's make it concrete. Imagine you're a founder, and the outcome is, by Friday 4 p.m., a 4-page strategic memo is written, review with your leadership team, and you've agreed on the next 2 experiments to validate your pricing strategy.
Notice how specific that is. It's not work on pricing. It's a finished asset, a scheduled conversation, and a decision about experiments. You can picture what Friday looks like when it's done.
The system reveals the truth here. When you force yourself to define done in a paragraph, you'll discover if your outcome is actually a project that needs a month instead of a week.
If you can't write that paragraph without hedging, it's too big. Shrink the scope until a realistic 1-week version emerges. Maybe it's not final pricing. Maybe it's a decision memo that frames the trade-offs and picks a test direction.
So, step one, name, gives you a single, non-negotiable outcome with a clear definition of done. Now we move to step two, backcast.
Backcasting is different from planning forwards. Instead of asking, what should I do Monday? You stand at Friday with the outcome already done and you walk backwards. You ask, what had to be true by Thursday, by Wednesday? What decisions were already made?
Backcasting forces you to surface dependencies and decision points. For that pricing memo, you might identify five steps: gather data, outline the memo, draft, review with leadership, and lock in next experiments.
Exactly. And within each of those, you identify the minimum effective version. Data doesn't mean a 40-page spreadsheet. It might mean three key metrics and two customer interviews. The outline doesn't need to be beautiful. It needs to be logically complete.
Patterns create power here. Most strategic outcomes share the same skeleton. Align on context, design the artifact, collect inputs, produce the artifact, then socialize and decide. Once you see that, backcasting gets much faster.
So, your output from step two is simple. A short list of 3 to 5 concrete steps in reverse order, each one something you could actually put on a calendar and complete inside a block of time.
Which brings us to step three, block. This is where we stop treating your calendar as a museum of other people's priorities.
Step three, block, is straightforward in theory and uncomfortable in practice. Before you accept new meetings or shuffle existing ones, you place time blocks for those 3 to 5 steps onto your calendar. They go in first.
For our pricing memo example, that might look like 3 90-minute blocks and 1 60-minute block across the week. One for data and context, one for outlining and AI-assisted drafting, one for refinement, and one for the leadership review.
Notice what we're not doing. We're not filling every white space. We're creating a small number of anchor blocks that protect the strategic outcome, and we let the rest of the reactive work orbit around those anchors.
Precision drives agency. A 90-minute block with a named step and a clear definition of done is very different from a vague calendar note that says, work on pricing at some point.
Now, this is where AI becomes a force multiplier, not another source of noise. For each block, ask, what prep, drafting, or coordination can I offload to AI so that the human part of this block is decision-heavy, not keystroke-heavy?
Take the data and context block. Before you sit down, you might feed your AI assistant recent customer feedback, pricing experiments, and competitive data, and ask it to summarize the top 5 pricing risks, the top 5 opportunities, and 3 possible pricing theses.
Now, when you enter that block, you're not hunting for information. You're evaluating synthesized options. That compresses prep time and preserves your cognitive bandwidth for actual judgment.
Same idea for drafting the memo. You can provide a rough outline and your AI can generate a first pass or even multiple versions. One that assumes you increase prices, one that assumes you hold, one that assumes you restructure bundles.
Your job in that block is not to stare at a blank page. Your job is to critique, refine, and inject your specific context. AI turns drafting from a cold start into a warm edit.
Coordination is similar. You can ask AI to propose email drafts to stakeholders, draft the calendar invite with context, or summarize the memo into a one-paragraph brief to send ahead of the review meeting.
The key is this. you use AI to shrink the support work, not to expand the scope. If your blocks start inflating because AI makes it feel easy, you've lost the point.
Let's talk guardrails, because this is where many high agency people quietly sabotage themselves.
First guardrail, don't overreach. If your outcome requires 10 deep work blocks and you already have 20 hours of standing meetings, it will fail. Cap your weekly outcome to something that fits into 3 to 5 focused blocks total.
Second, resist outcome inflation. Just because AI lets you move faster doesn't mean this is the week to solve strategy, culture, and product all at once. One outcome. That constraint is the feature.
Third guardrail, defend the blocks. Urgent noise will try to colonize them. When a meeting request conflicts with your outcome block, your default answer should be, can this move or can I send an async update instead?
If everything feels equally urgent, that's a signal, not a fact. It might mean your team doesn't yet see your outcome as a shared priority. That's a leadership conversation, not a calendar problem.
Last guardrail. Treat this as a weekly ritual, not a one-time experiment. 15 minutes on Friday afternoon or Sunday night. Name the outcome, backcast the steps, block the time. Over a quarter, that's 12 meaningful outcomes shipped.
The compounding effect is real. 12 outcome-led weeks will change your trajectory far more than 12 beautifully color-coded but reactive calendars.
So here's your action for today. Before you close your laptop, decide on one outcome for next week. Write a single paragraph that defines done. Then list the 3 to 5 steps in reverse and drop those blocks into your calendar before anything else moves.
You don't need a new app for this. You need one clear outcome, a calendar, and the discipline to let that outcome lead instead of follow.
If this brief helped you, make your next move count. Follow or subscribe to The Agentic Executive so these 10-minute upgrades to your operating system show up automatically.
You're already doing the work. This is how you make sure at least one thing that matters ships every week.
Clarity is leverage. Stay agentic.